I think that civil disobedience is a really important tool that people don't utilize enough. But I will say that since then, to answer your question of what's happened since then, the same organization, ALEC, has now gone and into Louisiana, into Texas, and other places. And if we were to do what we did back then today, if we were to just go sit in front of the frack wall, it would be a felony.
Really?
Yeah, they've upped the punishments for civil disobedience all across the country. I mean, these laws are trying to be passed. So one of the people, like Cindy Spoon, who helped organize the civil disobedience trainings here in Denton for us, she is one of the first people to be tried under that new protest is a felony law in Louisiana, and that is an ALEC model bill. Again, just like the anti-fracking, or the ban on our ban, HB 40, just like that was an ALEC bill, so are these anti-protest laws. Mm-hmm. So people, what I really want people to realize is that their freedoms are being eroded all around them. While we're comfortable and while we're just going about our daily lives, these bills are being passed and passed and passed that are eroding your freedom. And I really want people to consider the fact that we did not wake up as activists. We were normal people, and we were moms, and we were dads, and teachers, and people of the community who were pushed to the brink. And if that right to civil disobedience is not remaining for you, if that becomes a felony, I mean, and you are cut off from the access to protest, like, what kind of a society are you living in at that point? And I want people to wake up and realize how much their freedoms are being eroded. So, yes.